Today we call Spy Wednesday, focusing on Judas and his behind-the-scenes maneuvers, spying for a chance to hand over Jesus. So we get the 30 pieces of silver reference at the start of Matthew's gospel this morning, but we also get that awkward dinner scene. One of you will betray me. Jesus perceives what's coming, checks the date, and knows himself it's Spy Wednesday. But look again to Judas, his tunic fitting a little tighter around the neck, the temperature in the room suddenly soaring. Surely it is not I, Rabbi. Judas lets out after the others in mock offense, pretending for a bit longer. Perhaps we cannot relate to out and out betrayal, particularly of Jesus, but we certainly can relate to pretending, to saving face, to performing some offense. The last 24 hours of our Corona news coverage has focused on the outsized suffering in the African American community. 30% of our city population, 70% of our city deaths, trends that are holding nationwide, enough to make President Trump's news conference and the New York Times cover page today. I'm glad all these experts are looking into this, but I'm sorry if it feels like a bit of a performance to me. The coronavirus affects those with various health conditions most acutely. We've all learned this. Studies show that life expectancy in New Orleans changes 25 years depending on the neighborhood you live in, what square mile you go. Our Black brothers and sisters have been suffering for a long time. We're just seeing the statistics as a community every day at noon. It should dismay us. It always should dismay us. May these reactions be truer, less performative. May we care a bit more about each other as we move through the rest of this. This Spy Wednesday, we can focus on betrayal, but we can also focus on our pretending. Surely, it is not I, Rabbi.